It was a great start. You know, we wanted to get off to a good start in terms of getting 3 points on the board, you know, so we were delighted with a one.
How did the team overall perform last night for you, Declan?
You know, it was a difficult game. I felt that some people in the media have been underestimating Bohemians to a certain extent, and, you know, they're a good side, and I felt they were going to give us a very difficult game, and it proved to be the case. You know, they came up and made it very difficult for us, but, you know, we weren't as fluent as we have been in previous weeks, but, you know, there was a wee bit of nerves, I think, with the playing staff last night, obviously a first big game at the Brandywell. So, you know, it wasn't one of our most fluent performances by any stretch, but, you know, we were just delighted to get the one in the end up.
And Declan, the game last night was marred by that sending off of Adam Martin. Obviously, it went to the advantage off the Candy Stripes, but tell us about the sending off.
Well, you know, when you lunge in with 2 feet in the modern game, you know, you're going to be punished for it. And to be fair, he was one of their better players on the night, young Martin. He's a big, strong, physical midfield player, and, you know, I think he just got the head staggers and he lunged in on Stephen McLaughlin, and I don't think he gave the referee any option, but they sent him off, you know. But it did give us a wee bit more time on the ball. It gave us more space. I just would have been more happier if we had kept the ball a wee bit better at times. We maybe tried to force the game a lot and we obviously picked the wrong pass at times, but, you know, these things will come. It was the first game of the season, and we have to be delighted we're getting a one first and foremost, but, you know, we're confident we can play a lot better.
Yeah, and that two-footed lunge didn't affect Stephen McLaughlin in any way, because he scored the only goal of the game last night in 49 minutes. Tell us about that, Declan.
Well, Stephen's been doing great for us. That's 3 competitive games this year Stephen's played in, and he scored in all 3 games, you know, so he was a player that we've targeted to get more goals than what he did last year, and, you know, he's popped up last night again with a winner coming on at the back post with a fantastic header off a great cross by Simon Madden. You know, Stephen's working very hard behind the scenes in terms of trying to make himself an all-round better player, and we're delighted with him this season.
Squad-wise, anybody pick up any injuries last night? Everything looking okay ahead of Linfield on Monday?
Well, we were in this morning, and we done our cool-down, and we had a stretch-off, and some of the guys getting a bit of a massage tonight for the game on Monday. So, you know, it's we'll see how people are over the next couple of days. Obviously, the second day is usually the time where you tend to find a couple of wee niggles here and there. But Owen Morrison actually just doing a bit of a warm-up, tweaked his calf again, so we don't know how Owen is. But we'll assess it again tomorrow. It's a huge game for us on Monday, and we want to go up there and do well. So we're confident we have a strong squad now. We have people like Eddie McCallion and Matt Crossan. You know, Mark Farn came off the bench last night. So the squad's taking shape, and we're happy with what we have.
Well, the games are coming thick and fast. Monday now, Linfield, and then away from home then against Bray Wanderers next Friday night, Declan.
That's right. You know, obviously, it's one game at a time for us. You know, the next one, we said we'd prepare for Linfield. We've done a bit of video analysis on them this morning as well. And, you know, the focus now is firmly on Monday night and going to Windsor and trying to get a result. And then after, at 9:30 on Monday night, then we'll start looking at Bray. But, you know, the games, that's the way you want them. You want the games coming quick. They get up and running as quick as possible. Players are looking forward to the season. So, you know, it's a great opportunity for people to get big games under their belt early on in the season.